Evening, y'all. See if my voice is a little better tonight than it was earlier today. Allergies are killing me. So most of the time when I'm up here, it's because I did something that was not right with God. And I come up here because I want somebody else not to make that same mistake. And so this sermon came about back the first part of December. And it was late at night. I don't remember exactly what time, but Jackie came walking into the bathroom and I was in there doing something and she was crying. And my first thought was, what did I do? I kind of turned around and I said, hey, what's going on? And she said, they found that little girl. And I said, okay. And she said, she was murdered. She was talking about a 7-year-old little girl named Athena Strand. And we'd been following the case from the time it started because her sister used to live in Paradise, Texas. Kind of a small town, not a whole lot there. They said they had caught a FedEx driver. And what I started thinking that night, I'll just tell you, I got a lot of guns. And I was wondering which gun could I grab that I could shoot this guy in the liver and let him suffer for a few hours. I was furious. Couldn't believe somebody could do that to somebody. But as I thought about what was going through my head, a question popped in there. How Christian is that? What you're thinking right now, Steve, how Christian is that? Not very Christian at all. Romans 12:17-21. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Those thoughts I had that night were evil. We're commanded to love our enemies. And what popped into my head right then was anything but Christian. And that very next Sunday, I was supposed to be standing in a pulpit preaching. And that Friday night, I had that kind of hate on my heart. Yeah. Ephesians 3:1-17. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-sufferings, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in work or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Those sort of thoughts I had that night and other nights in my life are not the sort of thoughts we should have as Christians. It's not what God wants from us. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is not the way we're supposed to live with the New Testament. And it's hard for us because the first thought was my little girls and what I wouldn't do to protect them. And despite all that, it still wasn't right. 1 Corinthians 13. Chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have becoming sound brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love your enemy. I failed at that. Probably all of them in this room has failed at it at some point. Probably one of the hardest things we'd ever have to face is what that family faced. I did a Devo a few weeks ago talking about her grandpa, and how within days he was saying you couldn't repay evil with evil, that stepping down that road was dangerous. He was very right. Some of you may be thinking right now, think what he did to that poor innocent child. I don't have to think very hard about it. 17 years with the fire department has shown me too many times the absolute evil that permeates our world. We've seen this ugly. And I think sometimes the struggle is to not let it harden your heart. Many of us struggle with death. Lots of them. The guys in the fire department, especially with children. And one of my old lieutenants was a man named Joe. He'd been there forever, and we made a run one morning for a SIDS baby, and Joe would always get worked up. My brother had worked for Joe before, and that was one of the things he told me, is if you make a child death, just get ready. When you get back to the station, Joe's going to be in a bad mood, and we made it, and got back to the station, and firefighters cut up. And I said something, and I don't even know what it was to this day. I never thought it was bad. But man, he had me by the shirt and against the wall in a flash. And he was a big man. He was 6'6 and 400 pounds. And what is wrong with you? How can you be in here laughing and cutting up and eating breakfast when we just made a dead kid? What's wrong with you? I said, Joe, let's sit down and talk. I said, this is the west side of San Antonio. This is the heroin capital probably of the United States. Gangsters and everything else. So tell me right now, that child that died this morning, what are the chances of him making it to 18 or 20 years old and finding God and getting right with God? Slim to none. Okay, I'd say that's pretty fair. We watched him grow up. We watched him get shot. We watched him die of heroin overdoses. I said, that child this morning committed no sin. That child this morning went straight to heaven. Something that if that child had lived 18 to 20 years old, probably would have never seen. And he broke down and started crying. And said, man, all these years, and at the time he had over 30 years in the department, all these years they tore me up. Nobody's ever told it to me that way. And it made a difference with him, but it also strengthened my understanding of what happens with kids. So my question now is, that FedEx driver killed an innocent 7-year-old girl. Some of the news reports say that family had already been turned into CPS. There was all kinds of issues going around there. So then I had to think, what did he really do? Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14. Then little children were brought to him, that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Mark 10. Mark 10, 13 through 16. Then they brought little children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not recognize the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. We all live in this world. We all know these temptations. We all know how many people around us aren't going to see heaven because they just won't get right. This little girl was in a bad spot with her home life. We don't know what was going to happen. We can't judge that, but we know one thing for certain is she was a little child and she was innocent and she'd committed no sins. So what did that sick, twisted, evil man grant Athena? The greatest gift we all hope to live up to one day. How many of us right here tonight would accept an hour of fear and pain if you knew it assured you of what we read in Matthew 18, verse 10? Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What about her last moments? Just her and that monster, he murdered her. Yeah, he did. And sent her straight to heaven. I asked the question a minute ago. Would you endure an hour of that torture if you knew it put you straight there? I think I would. Revelations 21:4-3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. It was terrible, and I pray none of us ever have to face the agony her parents feel. But a part of God's church, we should know and preach the truth about what the death of a child is to those who are suffering such a thing. My Lieutenant Joe, he was raised in the Catholic Church. Into his way of thinking, that child wasn't going to heaven because he didn't think it had been baptized as a baby. Other denominations don't do this. They ignore the scriptures that prove out that children are going to heaven. They talk about their innocence. They tell parents they must have them sprinkled or some other thing is done in order for them to be saved. God's inspired word says they will see God in heaven. In all the hurt Athena's parents are feeling at this moment, do you suppose anyone is thinking to offer the kindest and most loving words anyone on this earth could offer? Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." I don't know about you, but I know about me. I need to work a lot harder at trying to be like a little child. A little child wouldn't think the things I thought that night when I found out what had happened to this little girl. I don't know your hearts, but I would imagine a few of you thought the things that are far from the thoughts of a little child when you heard this story. 1 Corinthians 13:13 isn't an easy rule for me to live by. I'm fiercely protective of those I love, but I have to remember that even in protecting them, I must do so with love in my heart for everyone. 1 Corinthians 13:13 reads, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Then follow that up with another mandate I often find myself struggling with. Matthew 5:43-48. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Romans 12:21. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." If what happened to Athena happened to the child of someone you know, hope you think back on this lesson today and overcome the evil with the good word that their child is in heaven with God, and he has wiped away every tear, fear, and hurt they may have experienced. It's tough for us, and I don't know why. We're dads, right? We're moms. We're siblings, and we think, what would we not do to protect our own? But at the end of the day, we have to remember, no matter what happens, we have to have that love in our heart. He commands it. It's not something that we can ignore. We're supposed to love our enemies no matter what. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Who Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Luke 13:3 warns us we must repent. "Till you know, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." In Matthew 10:32, he promises us, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven." Mark 16:16 explains, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Then in Acts 2:38, it further instructs, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Finally, in Matthew 24:13, we are told, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Please come if you have any needs. We stand and sing. I might just...